Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under this sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. We hired somebody new, and this person yesterday just set me off. And it's funny because there's like that, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Like in these situations, for me at least, as a business owner, I have to go to God. I have to talk to God. I got to ask Him what to do, because my instinct is, it's kind of a ruthless instinct. But God has bigger plans for you. And all trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You got to trust in God with all thine heart. And thine heart is the thing that makes you you, the seat of your distinctive character. As a man thinketh, so he is. It's the things that you think about. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, the things that you think about. And lean not unto thine own understanding or thine own discernment. You got to decide, like, who's in charge? If I go to God and I talk to God and I work with God and He shows me what to do, in times of trouble, I know I can go back and lean on Him. That's why, be anxious for not one thing, but in all things by prayers to God with supplications, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific request be declared unto God. That's that Philippians chapter 4, verse, 4, where it talks about rejoicing in the Lord. You got to go to God in every situation that you have in life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with all the things that you think about, and lean not unto thine own understanding, thine own discernment. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall absolutely direct thy path. You trust in God, you go to God, you acknowledge God, and God will lead you into the places He goes. So in this situation, this is the time where I have to work with God to show me, either open that door or close that door, so that I don't make rash decisions. And then when the time comes in the future, either if they stay or if they go, or if there's a problem, I know that I went to God and he said, stay, keep them. And I can lean on that. And that's what building the relationship with God is about. That's what this life is about. It's not about religion. It's not about the outward expression or the ceremonial expression of believing in God, which is like, let's say, going to church or following quote unquote law or doing all these things. It's about the inward. Godliness specifically means your relationship, having a true and vital relationship with God. Where are you with God in your life? What are the things that you put on in your mind? You got to choose, man. You got to choose. I was reading this morning in Romans chapter 7. Now, I'm reading out of that. I really like this modern language, the New Berkeley version. It's written in the 50s. But this talks about the war that is in us, the carnal nature versus the spiritual nature. And you have the spiritual nature once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You're a son of God. But you have a carnal nature working in your members. And if you go to chapter 7, verse 24, it says, miserable man that I am, who will rescue me from this body doomed to death? And that's that corruption. Once Adam transgressed against God, the state of death was created. And the spiritual connection died. But with one man, sin entered into the world, which is Adam. And by one man, Christ Jesus, we were freed from that. Miserable man that I am, who will rescue me from this body doomed to death? Thanks be to God because of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with my mind, I serve God's law, but with the human nature, I serve the principle of sin. This has to do with the spiritual versus the carnal. God's law is spiritual. It's not carnal. It's not five senses based. It's spiritually based. Now we are freed from law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law. You are freed from that law, but it's good to know what's going on. But listen to this, chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now not one condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the life-giving principles of the Spirit hath freed you in Christ Jesus from the control of the principles of sin and death. You are freed right now from the five senses. And you have a choice to live spiritually. It's not normal to go to God. It's not a five senses thing to rely on a spiritual situation that God's going to come through, that God's going to open the door or close the door. It's spiritual. It's believing. It's having a firm conviction. The trial of your faith is more important than anything you're going to go through in life, regardless of what the world tells you. It's what God tells you. You got to choose God. You got to choose the thoughts you put in your mind. And you got to put these principles into your heart. What are you doing in a day-to-day basis? Where do you put your trust? And that's up to you. Good luck with that. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's to God. It's biblical. Lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for just clear direction with everything that's going on. I thank you for the abundance and what you're doing, and I'm very, very grateful that we can get this thing cleaned up. I thank you for finishing those two things yesterday, that that everything gets out on time and it's the right thing. I thank you for the just for everything you do for us and how much of a blessing you are and how much of a blessing you've been in my life. I pray for your son. I thank you for your son and what he did for us, that we can live this way. And I just ask you for a great day today. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.